Shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and webOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
More Like Radio, less like crap.
I'm a vegetarian now. Anyone a vegetarian? Yeah, there you go. I'm not a strict vegetarian. I eat beef and pork. And chicken, but not fish, because that's disgusting. How can you tell when fish goes bad? It smells like fish either way. Well, this smells like a dumpster. Let's eat it. No one really likes fish. They just won't admit it. Like, I like fish just as long as it doesn't taste like fish. I got news for you. I don't think you like fish. I'm almost positive fish is supposed to taste like fish. Actually, you know what's really good on fish? Anything that kills the taste of fish. How about relish and a gallon of mayo? That'll do the job. What if we squeeze a lemon and wrap it in seaweed and cover it in soy sauce? He's anti-fish. And we're right next to Lake Michigan. I am amazed that we're still serving fish with the heads on there. Don't you always feel like that eye's looking at you? Like, hey, you don't mind if I watch while you eat my body, do you? Don't be distracted if a little tear comes out. You can just tell yourself it's butter.
Oh, what if a fish was in the audience? That would be awkward for all of us. It could happen. Lake Michigan's right there, buddy. The fish would laugh, but on the inside, it'd be crying. Sad. You and your fish had joke.
Obviously, some people prefer it like that. Y'all have the fish. Keep the head on there and find out if it had a nickname.
Anywho.
Pig roast, you know. Pig roast, we always have that pig head sitting there, which is sad, because you can tell they killed the pig when it was eating an apple.
Hey, pig, you want an apple? Sure, what are you doing with that spear? Ow!
Mid-bite every time. At least those animals aren't alive. Yeah? I was feeling uncomfortable when I go in a seafood restaurant. They have that lobster tank sitting there. All the lobsters appearing out like, hey, what are you here for?
I'm here to eat you. Yeah, all right. Hey, Harvey, this guy. Harvey?
Oh, and Harvey was gone.
My niece is 9 years old. She informed me she's a vegetarian. I would love to have pulled that when I was a kid. No thanks, Dad. I'm a vegetarian.
No son of mine's gay. Eat your meat, pussy.
His dad sounded scary. That's weird.
You ever eat fast food in front of a vegetarian? They look at it like you're barbecuing a kitten.
Oh, my God, you're eating that?
Yeah, and I'm not going to digest it for a decade.
Come along with me.
I do love the vegetarians. I always get a kick out of when they try and impress you. They're like, I haven't had meat in 5 years. I haven't had a banana in a month. You see me bragging about it.
Do you know what they do to those chickens?
No, but it's delicious. Don't get me wrong. I love animals. I just love to eat them more. Fun to pet, better to chew. I do feel bad they have to be killed. I prefer it was like an animal suicide. Maybe the animal deserved it. You know, this is a good chicken sandwich. Think this bastard tried to steal my car. Good work, Roger.
Who's Roger? I was just getting used to Harvey. I don't know who some of these people are.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com.
What's up, everybody?
I was letting it go. I just wanted to see how long before you got back.
That was only 45 seconds in.
That's pretty long in radio terms.
Sorry, dude. You want to know what happened?
Not really.
Okay. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. What I was going to say was that I just got a call. I guess I got a DJ wedding tomorrow morning. So.
Oh, really?
Last second replacement.
Are you still doing the show?
Yeah, yeah. It's tomorrow morning.
I don't care. Good.
He's doing a morning wedding on a Wednesday.
Ew! Oh, God. That's disgusting on many levels.
I know, dude. It's a long fucking story. Sorry, I was on the phone. And it took longer than I thought. So, apologize for that. You're listening to Dutch and Royce here at MoreLikeRadio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. Sorry. Or you can listen to us live, obviously. If you are listening live, you know that you're on morelikeradio.com/live. You can join in the chat room every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight. And, I'm here with Royce Lopez.
Hi.
Marie Lopez.
Hi.
Sherry Dahl.
Hi.
And super producer Mitch Heil.
That's me.
Sorry, I'm in a tizzy right now because of just everything. So I basically had to say that and then, like, you know, be like, hey, guys, am I coming into work tomorrow? And it's just horseshit. But anyways, what did you guys do this weekend?
You should probably ask Mitch and Sherry first. And by this weekend, mean last night to today.
Mitch and Sherry, what did you do last night to today?
I can start. So
what happened?
As of right now, I don't have a phone.
Why don't you have a phone, bitch?
Well, I mean, you know how guys aren't really that great at multitasking?
No, I've never heard that.
I'm amazing at it.
Well, okay, so I was in the bathroom taking a pee.
Here, let me just read Mitch's post. Pro tip, don't pee on your phone. It may heal jellyfish things, but it won't not break your phone.
So basically what happened is I was taking a piss and I was on Facebook and I was making fun of Sherry, actually, and immediately as soon as I hit send, I drop my phone in the toilet.
Karma!
Right after I finish pissing, so
Karma.
It falls in the piss water toilet, and I reach in quickly and grab it, and...
You deserve that.
You know what happened when my phone fell in the
bathtub?
In the bathtub. It was dead for... I thought it was dead for like 2 days. I opened it everything, so then I threw it in a bag of rice. It was dead. I went and got a new phone. Then out of nowhere, I was going to go check out the phone that I dropped because the screen wasn't even turning on. It turned. Maria's still using the phone to this day, the one that I dropped in the back. It works perfectly now.
I like it better than the phone that we have leased. I need to return it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I still have it right here, and I don't know if you can see it, but like some of the bottom buttons are lit up, but not all of them. And it's pretty warm, and it buzzes every couple
minutes. What kind of phone was that?
It's a Droid Turbo.
And what did you get?
Another Droid Turbo.
Oh, okay.
They're just doing the warranty replacement on it. You know, I didn't have to pay shit, so. So, pro tip, if you have insurance, you can piss on your phone and get a new one.
Bullshit! I had fucking insurance, and they still charged me $200.
They didn't. I just bought it, like, a couple months ago, so. Mm. Well, this is on the Verizon Edge. I don't know if they changed anything up on that, but.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was my adventure.
And Sherry.
What was your adventure?
I didn't die. That was my adventure. That was neat.
She passed out.
So I fell asleep watching TV last night, and I woke up, and I was like, I'll go to bed, whatever. So I'm brushing my teeth, and I'm like, wow, I'm feeling a little lightheaded. Finish brushing my teeth, I go pee, and I feel all the blood rush out of my face, like completely down in like seconds. So I'm like, that's not good. Wash my hands, take out my contacts, and Mitch comes by. And I was like, I need you to put contact solution in my phone or in my contact case. And I sit down, and next thing I know, I hear a blood-curdling screaming my name, and Mitch is running, and he comes back in with my phone, and I'm like,
okay,
what happened?
Okay, so we'll take
why
this,
are you yelling?
We'll take this. We're going to take this in a linear fashion, right? Okay, because she doesn't know the details.
So far, it's like a memento. I love this.
She doesn't know the details of this part because, obviously, she fucking passed the fuck out. So she's in there brushing her teeth and everything, and she sits down on the floor. She's like, I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, I'm just lightheaded. I'm like, okay, whatever. So then she like starts taking her contacts out and, you know, and
on
putting
the
them
floor.
In her, on the floor. She's sitting on the floor putting her contacts out. And then she gives me the case. She's like, can you fill this with my contact solution? I'm like, sure. So I put the case up on the counter, and I go to get her contact solution. And I look over at her, and she's just laying down on the floor. Her fucking eyes are, like, almost rolling into the back of her head. And, like, she wasn't foaming at the mouth, but there was definitely drool.
I didn't have rabies.
So, well, I mean, if you were foaming and shaking, you would have been having a seizure. But which was good that you were.
I didn't have a seizure.
So she was foaming, or she was drooling. And so I started yelling her name, and like, Sherry, wake up. I think I said, wake the fuck up a couple times.
That's very, very, you know, Mitch, good under pressure. That's what they call him. Good under pressure.
So you know how long Dutch was away from the intro? You know how long Dutch was away from the intro just now? That's about how long I was passed out.
She was probably passed out for like 15 seconds or something. And she's just laying on the floor, and I'm trying to turn her on her side so that in case she is like, you know, unconscious, she doesn't choke on her tongue. So I'm trying to lay her on her side and then like trying to feel for a pulse. But my heartbeat is obviously raised. And since she was lightheaded and all the blood rushed from her head, I was having a hard time finding one.
Well, probably her blood pressure went way. If she passed out, I'm sure her blood pressure went
her
way
blood pressure
down.
Was really low. Yeah, so I couldn't find one in her neck. Yeah. And so I just ran to the bedroom and grabbed her phone because mine obviously is full of piss and doesn't work.
Right. So right. Good timing, by the way.
So I had to grab her phone and I run back in. And
oh God, Maul, you're gonna be okay. Say the goddamn words. Say the goddamn words.
So I run into the bedroom and I grab her phone and I come back and she's like, "What happened?" I'm like, "You passed out. What do you don't do that to me?"
And I was like, "Oh, like I was kind of casual about it. Like it's not the first time I've passed out in front of him, but the last time I did it was because I cut my wrist."
Accidentally, right?
That bad?
She was gardening and she cut her.
I actually
out.
Have audio of them going to the hospital. You want to hear it?
Kill me, man. Mm-hmm. I didn't fucking cut that. Hey, just catch that shit right now. You're hurt. You're hurt real fucking bad. But you ain't dying.
No, you're not.
Well, Sherry, you sound a lot like Tim Roth.
Yeah, I'm pretty manly when I am injured.
So
why she must have been fucked up. She was calling Mitch Larry.
So what really happened? Why the pass out?
Yeah, so let's skip to this morning. This morning his parents came over to were
by the way
sitting their dog.
Cute EMT at urgent care.
Cute EMT.
Holy shit,
yes.
Dutch, look at the chat. Scroll up. Yep, this guy's a good looking EMT.
Oh yeah, he's totally gay though.
Well, why do you know? Because he sucked your cock.
Look at him.
So wait, we'll get to the EMT. So okay. His parents were over. I'm getting ready for work, and I'm like breathing short and heavy. So I was like, well, I have a doctor's appointment on Friday because I have a lump on my back, which is a cyst.
Oh, ew!
I know, I'm gross.
I call it a dorsal fin.
Yuck.
So I moved that appointment up to Wednesday because I couldn't get anything today, and I did online. And the nurse called me. She goes, all of your symptoms you've been having, you passed out last night, you need to go to urgent care or the emergency room.
Oh,
and
no.
So I got kind of panicky, and I'm like, okay, I'll do that. So
well,
I
yeah,
told
obviously to, like, I would panic too. go now. What are you doing? Don't even eat.
Why are you on the show?
Well, no, but she went to urgent care.
Listen, So I told Mitch, I'm like, urgent care opens at 10. I'm going to go. He's like, well, I'm going to drive you. I don't want you driving. I'm like, okay.
And I drove to work, so it was my car.
Not because of the situation, just because he doesn't like the way you drive.
Right.
She's a fucking terrible driver. I feel like I'm going to die every time I'm in her car.
That's a different story. So we get there, and I was the first one there, so I got cared for pretty quickly. And I was telling them all my symptoms, and they're like, oh, we're going to test you for having a blood clot in your lungs. I'm like,
they're like, are you what? On... They're like, so you're on birth control, right? She's like, yeah. It's like, well, okay, we're going to test you for blood clots in your lungs.
Does birth control cause that?
That was the first question, and that was the response. Yep,
that was the response.
Well, with fainting, being short of breath, and birth control, they're like, yep, blood clots.
But it's either that or you're a level 7 wizard. It's one or the other. I'm not sure.
We went to the WebMD of urgent care.
Oh, obviously. That's great. Cancer. Yeah. Cancer. You have cancer.
So they go and... Throughout the morning, I was only there for like 3 hours. I had two liters of IV put into my arm. I had blood tests done. And you can see in the chat, they put these little like stickers on me with all these wires. And they did a reading of my heart.
An EKG.
So I'm pretty sure I'm dying.
Okay. Oh my God.
Dying. And then now I that's go a, and that's I have a, that's a chest a... x-ray of my lungs. Uh-huh. And I come back and they're like, Would you mind giving us a urine sample? I'm like, oh my God, I would love to use the bathroom right now. Yeah. So I go to the bathroom. I go back, and Mitch and I are waiting for like another half hour, and we're just
crying. I gotta go to the bathroom, Daddy. Not now, damn it.
Speaking of which, I kind of have to pee right now. So Mitch and I are just cracking jokes. Like,
why am I peeing like I was up all night having sex?
Like, you know those scales, like rate yourself 0 through 10, like, how is your pain? And then underneath it, it gave suggestions like, oh, ask your physician for other things. So I was like, ooh, Mitch, I would like to ask my caregiver about religious and spiritual guidance and healing. And he said...
And I said, no, I'd rather have real medicine done so we can actually get you fixed.
You can't pray away the sickness, but you can pray away the gay.
You can only pray away the gay. You can't pray away cancer.
That does work, yeah.
So they come back and they're like, all your tests were negative. You're good. You're clear. You have a urinary tract infection.
Oh, ew.
All of this, and when I'm done telling the story, I'm going to go pee. But all of this, a UTI caused me to faint.
Why then?
How?
Doctor?
Scientific medical term doctor? Was syncop doctor? For doctor? Passing
doctor?
Out.
Doctor.
What?
Doctor.
UTIs can doctor. Cause doctor. A blood pressure drop. And then...
Now, United Technical Institutes, how?
No, well, once you find out your bill for what you're paying for...
Yeah, you pass the fuck out.
So if you see me get up to pee or get up from the show, it's because I'm having to pee and I want you to think about my UTI while that's happening.
You got to love you walk in there and they terrify you with a blood clot and it's a urinary tract infection. I mean,
I
that is night and day. You know, it's like.
So then I was like, how are the antibiotics going to affect my birth control? Knowing that they cancel the birth control.
She needs to fuck.
And he looks at Mitch because he was a really funny doctor. Like, he was cool.
He was funny. I like
he had
him.
A ponytail, a beard. He looked straight out of...
Scrubs.
Compton?
Doctor? Straight out of Compton. Doctor. So I was like, so what is this going to do? He looks at Mitch. He goes, wrap it up.
Doctor. Really? Mitch, wrap it up?
Mitch, you got to wrap it up.
Just have a baby at this point.
How did you get a urinary tract infection, Cherry?
If you wanted to wear condoms, you didn't need to go through all this.
Pause. Before you go into it, I'm just going to tell you what it says on WebMD. It says, causes for UTIs in women. UTIs are the key reason why we're told to wipe from front to back after using the bathroom.
Yes.
That's not a problem.
That's because the urethra, the tube that transports urine to the bladder, is outside of the body, located yada yada, near the anus. Bacteria from the large intestines, such as E. coli, are the perfect position to escape the anus and invade the urethra. Now, Mitch,
yes.
If you're going ass to mouth, that's okay. If you're going ass to urethra, not good.
See, that was just going to say that was my problem because I went down on her a couple days ago, but I also ate out someone else's asshole.
That'll do it.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
I was in L.A.
I was in L.A.
That's right.
This is just the way we roll.
Yeah, you just got to. That's well, how they say hi. In that
now
time.
You probably have AIDS. Like, I wish you would have stayed away from Magic Johnson.
Maul says a notorious UTI is my favorite rapper.
So I'm pretty
that's
sure
very funny.
That's very, very funny. Very funny.
So I'm pretty sure it's because I have a habit of holding my
cock,
my bladder at work until I finish doing something. Like, I treat going to the bathroom like a reward. I'm like, I gotta finish this. I'm so close.
That's
to finishing
not
this.
Good for you.
Yeah,
and,
don't do that.
And the other one is, I don't know. Like, I usually pee after having sex, but maybe I forgot one time.
Yeah, it says having sex can induce bacteria into the urinary tract as well.
I call it whackteria.
That's because I had a dirty dick.
LA. So, ladies, always pee after having sex. And apparently you're also supposed to pee before having sex, which maybe that could have been an issue,
that's
too.
That's a lot of peeing.
Can like, I tell you that how
I
much...
I don't have that much liquid in me when I'm having sex.
Do you people have?
Can you can I tell you how much of an asshole I feel like? Because this past couple of weeks I've been dealing with stupid anxiety, thinking I had real things, and Sherry really has a real thing. I feel like a dickhead now, you know?
No, don't feel like a dickhead, because my life is different than your life. But
yeah, you have a vagina.
It makes a lot of sense, because I've been drinking water for the past 2-3 days. Like, it's going out of style, and I'm like, oh.
Water's going out of style?
Sometimes I drink water, too.
It's the fluorides they put in it.
I'm like, I'm peeing every half hour just because I'm drinking a lot of water. So if I didn't pass out, I could probably have kidney failure and die. But
Miami Mills says, yeah, they came in with a migraine, and she said it was MS. That's fucking... my head hurts. Yeah, MS, for sure. For sure it's MS.
On that note, I'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, Dennis says in there, you mean peeing during sex is wrong. Yeah, that was my problem, because she pees before and after sex. I pee during, so.
Yeah.
That'll do it. They hate that. See, it's nice to know Mitch is, like, so concerned.
I am concerned, because this is the
second. Dude, you don't think Sweet Mitchell was in?
Of course he was. He was fucking hysterics. He was probably in hysterics.
I mean, once she was awake again, I was an asshole again. But that's just
I would have loved to have seen you in those 30 seconds.
Oh, I was yelling.
It's crazy. Human Mitch. It would have been weird. I wouldn't have liked it.
Oh, I was like, dude, I'm sure it was adorable.
I'm just glad this is the first time I've had to take an urgent care, not the second time, because she went there because she had a tummy ache.
Yeah, that's the first message that I get this morning from them in this group chat. They're like, so I'm great because I take Mitch on dates to urgent care. I'm like, oh, what happened?
I had Sherry's phone.
What?
That's what I texted. I had Sherry's phone, and I said,
in case you were wondering.
And I said, my name is Sherry, and I like to take Mitch on to dates in urgent care.
It might have been the second time within 12 months. 7 months.
That really sucks. I'm really sorry.
It's funny now. I can make fun of her.
Because I'm a big baby as it is. Like, I'm a big fucking baby. Because I really, like, this week, I've had, like, you know, I always talk about I have really bad fucking anxiety attacks. But they've been good for a while. But recently, because of all the recent events, I've been very stressed out about shit, you know. And I was having, like, these fucking just, like, terrible panic attacks. I thought I was having a heart attack. And then what happens is, I don't know if any of you guys besides me have suffered with anxiety, but when you feel you're going to have a heart attack, then you start thinking and your mind generates the same symptoms, you know? So you're like, oh, good, I'm really dying. And you're like, you're not fucking dying, you moron. You just, because the thing is, I'll go to the gym and I'll run like 5 miles, right? And I feel great. And then I'm like, yeah, because my heart's going to explode on the couch while I'm watching Star Trek. Not at the gym. You lose logic. I felt like an asshole. At one point, I looked at Maria and go, I'm an idiot. What's wrong with me?
That is the worst. Like, when you catch yourself overreacting to something, you're just like, what the oh, God, you idiot. It's like when you get embarrassed by yourself in the shower.
Or, like, you know, my chest will be sore because I probably heard it at the gym. But, of course, like, clearly I'm dying. It's clearly,
of course.
I'm clearly dying.
I have Sherry's UTI.
Then it ended this week. You know when my anxiety ended? This week my back was really sore because Marie was massaging the shit out of it because I was fucking locking up intense. And then I was a little gassy and it was making my back hurt. So I convinced myself for an entire day, and I'm embarrassed to say this, that I had gallbladder cancer for one entire day.
You fucking idiot.
And then I looked at Marie and I go, what's wrong with me? And I was, then immediately I've started feeling better since then. But I was like, I was a crazy person. Not to mention, when you have anxiety attacks, one of the things we did this weekend. We went to go watch, and it was really good, the Amy Winehouse documentary that just came out. I Am Amy.
I heard that was good.
It was fucking really good. And I never even liked her beforehand. And, you know, all the shit we heard.
You kind of explain everything.
Well,
right?
we ripped on her, you know, everyone did, you know, when she died. And, she was a drunk and blah, 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 blah. But when you see the fucking story, I left feeling so bad for her. Like, you feel bad.
Right.
Because, first off, everybody knows the Rehab song. But she was famous for a while before in England. She was a jazz singer, like jazz, you know. Mm-hmm. And you could tell she had that voice. But her dad was one of those stories you see all the time where he was her manager or whatever. And he would just, you know, she was really, really ready to get help. And her dad said, no, you have a tour. She was so fucked up one day that she passed out because she was on heroin. She had come down from crack and coke, and then she was on heroin and drinking, right? She passed out, and instead of her dad taking her to the hospital, he picked her up from the couch, put her on a private jet, and flew her to a different country to perform.
Holy shit, hold on a second. So that line, in it's but
for
if my
real.
Daddy
yes,
thinks
yes.
I'm fine, that was a legit
Dude,
like, truth.
I
thought daddy meant like her boyfriend.
No, here's why. And they explained the song in there. What happened was her manager and her friends and everyone and her sister, everyone was telling her, you need to go to rehab. Please go. You need help. But her dad, she said, well, she really she loved her dad. You know, she said, well, I'll ask my dad. If my dad says I need to go, I'll go. And she was going to go if her dad said to go. And her dad said,
I'm assuming this is before she wrote the song.
Right. Her dad said, no, don't go. Don't go to
rehab. No.
But, you know, she didn't go because of that. And then she was dating this other dude named, and he could tell he's a douche, Blake. And
that is a douche name.
Dude, he's a fucking douche. But, I mean,
it's okay for a girl, but not okay for a guy.
Yeah, I don't know. If I had met a girl named
Blake Lively.
He's kind of douchey. I don't know why.
But definitely why. I mean, the other thing that's interesting is, if, you know, you dig the music industry, it's really good about that because they go into, you know, her getting the records. And the one thing that was really impressive about her was she's a really good, like, I didn't, the Rehab song, whatever, but you hear some other, she's good. She's a good singer.
Oh, yeah, I have her album. She's very talented. And, you know, there's a reason why she got as many Grammys as she did.
And the one thing, cool thing about the documentary was they spent $0 on cameras because they don't film anything. They interview people audio-wise. But all the video for the movie is either home videos of her that she took with her friends or going
Which
to the record label.
She had a lot of, apparently.
Yeah, apparently she filmed a
that
lot.
That was
of,
the weirdest
it was
part
odd.
To me.
Like, no one films. You think, like, no one, like, you know, you watch Cloverfield, like, no one films that much. But fucking this bitch filmed a lot. Like, and it's cool that she did, but it was basically just that or, you know, footage of her with people being interviewed underneath it. It was really cool, like, the way they did it. And even the dad is interviewed in it, you know? He's a shithead. But, it's definitely fucking worth watching. We saw it at this old Polk Theater down here, which is like, it's the old, like one of the oldest theaters here. So like when you go in there, they only show one movie and they don't have previews. There was someone playing the organ, I swear to you, before the movie, like old timey, like you go to a theater, someone will be playing the organ.
Interesting.
It's cool, but we sat up in the balcony, like, and we're talking like think opera balcony, like a real balcony at the top because it's old building. And it was really cool watching it there. But like I said, I went into it going, the downside is, man, you're fucking depression. Don't go watch an Amy Winehouse movie. Holy shit. Like, you feel really bad for her. Like, I felt, dude, one of the cool things that they did in this movie, they picked a lot of camera angles where they were behind, like, the paparazzi and the camera flashes. And I was getting anxious going, if I had to deal with those flashes in my face every day, I'd lose my mind. You know?
Right.
In the morning, at nighttime, it doesn't stop. It doesn't fucking stop. And it's really sad. Like, there's even one scene when she's being interviewed and they said, you know, would you do it all over again? She goes, honestly, no. If I could spend one day walking down the street without being bothered, I'd give all the money back. And it sounded sincere. And the other thing is, she was one of the coolest people I've ever seen interviewed. Like, she was really funny. Like, she was really straightforward. She never was PC about shit. But, you know, really, really interesting. And I wasn't even a fan until I watched it. But I would definitely watch it if you haven't seen it.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. It was really good.
You were talking about like a, you know, old opera balcony or whatever. I actually went to a theater show and I saw Ron White and it was like an ancient, it's Colorado Springs, but it's pretty old like theater type setup. It's meant only like for symphonies. But I saw Ron White this weekend, and holy shit, dude, he's funny. I don't know if you guys are a fan of him as a comedian.
I have no idea who he is.
Ron White?
He's one of the blue-collar guys.
He's the only funny one out of that entire group.
That's why I don't know who he is.
He's hilarious. You know, the whole tater salad thing or whatever.
I've just Googled him. I know his face.
Yeah, he is funny, man. So I saw him, and he performed for about an hour and a half. Well, there's a few bits that I had heard on radio shows before. What was that?
I had to get it. My mouth was dry. Ron White, I was listening from the kitchen. You said Ron White. I fucking love Ron White.
Funny, right?
Dude, I hate all the other redneck comedy people, but this guy's fucking hilarious.
Dude, he slaughtered.
I wasn't drunk in public. I was in the bar. You pushed me into public.
The one that like stood out to me, he had this one joke that I think I've heard.
Are you talking about Ron Tater Salad White?
Ron Tater Salad
White. Okay, good.
He was talking about how like his wife is like the absolute worst as far as like just lying to people on where they are. Like, you know, like, oh, well, you know, we're on second and main. We'll be there in 15 minutes. And he's, you're in the tub. We wouldn't be there in 15 minutes if we were where you said we were. Like, dude, he's just really, really funny. But at one point during the show, I had heard him on a radio interview tell a story. And so he started telling a story. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, I can go pee now because I've been having a piss desperately the entire show.
Right.
So I run down to the bathroom. I told Kelsey, I was like, hey, you know, like I've heard this before, but sit tight. I'll be right back. So I ran down to the bathroom and we're up in like the old opera houses.
Right,
they
have
like that second tier kind of thing.
Right.
But there was no elevators. Everything was all stairs. So I ran down like three flights of stairs or whatever to go to the bathroom. And right next to the bathroom where there was the bar. And there's only like, I don't know, maybe like three people in line. And there was like two bartenders. Well, I was like, okay, maybe I can just grab a drink real quick and run back up. This is like in the middle of the show. So I was like, okay, I think I have a good 5 minutes if I remember how long he tells the story. Right. Probably would be a little bit longer, whatever. So they have the show piped through, you know, the sound system in, you know, the bathroom and in the bar area so you can kind of hear what's going on. And so I hear him like finishing up the story while I'm in line. I'm like, oh, shit, he's moving on to something I haven't heard before. So I go to like, you know, get a drink, you know, for me and grab a drink for Kelsey. And I hand him money. Well, this guy's he's just talking to this couple who's from Chicago. And he's just
the Windy City.
Like, oh, I'm from Chicago, too. What's your team? Oh, the White Sox. And he's holding my 20 in his hand and he's just holding it and standing there talking to him. And I'm just sitting there tapping my foot going, come on, man, just cash me out. Like, because these people are already cashed out, but they don't give a shit about the show.
Yeah,
they're just kind of off to the side, just having a chat with them. What was that?
They were just talking to the dude.
Right. So they're just sitting there chatting, and he starts going into how much the Cubbies are actually, you know, Chicago's team, if the White Sox aren't, and they're sitting there engaging with him.
Hey, Norm!
And they still holding my 20. I'm sitting there holding the drinks. And I'm like going, this is a live show. What the fuck? And I finally, I was like, sir, I would like to be cashed out, please. He's like, he looked over at me and he's like, he gave me the 1 second finger. Yeah. I want my fucking money. There's a live show happening. and the couple, the Chicago couple, oh, Jesus Christ. Sir, what? All right, man, we'll see you later. And the bartender was kind of like, what's your fucking problem, man? And I just kind of gave him a look like, you're stupid. So I grabbed the drinks, and one of them was like a wine, like a Cabernet.
Right.
And then one was my beer. So I go up the three flights of stairs, and the way this thing is like set up, like the doors that lead out from the sections of the balcony going out, like kind of lead right out into the stairs. So I'm walking up. And I see this, like, the door opens up in, like, an area that's not mine. And this dude comes out, and he has his phone in his hand. And he's looking down. And then he starts walking down the exact same path as me. And I'm like, this guy has to see me coming. He doesn't look up from his phone. He smashes directly into
me. Really?
The wine and beer mush into my shirt.
Aww.
And half of each spill all over me.
And I look back, and he was just like, oh. I look at him like, I was like, you stupid piece of shit. I yelled that at him. He was just like, he was like taken back that I actually used that language for him. He was like,
good.
What? I was like, dude, fuck you, man. Fuck you. And then he got like scared and like ran down the stairs.
Jesus, Dutch.
No, dude. It was like I was already pissed off.
Oh, after, I want you
I'm
to
like,
hit
walking
me.
The stairs, I'm like,
so bad right now.
Dude, yeah. But I went back to my seat. I was like mad, but then I kind of stopped for a second. I was like, I just screamed, you stupid piece of shit, to a full grown man.
Ooh, you are angry.
I was so angry. Dude, it felt good though. But like, when was the last time you were able to like just it straight up belittle somebody in public?
How many?
You were 100% in the right.
When's the last? Oh, in the right. Oh, I have to be in the right.
Like you're in the right. Like, you just, you don't, you know, like, you, no fault on you. You stupid piece of shit. Fuck you, man.
You like
fuck
Shania you. Twain? You're stupid. I hope you get canceled.
Oh, well, I mean, I told the story a while ago, but when we were in Connecticut and that fucking parking guy that I, you know, we go to the shopping center and they had this, you know, parking for, what was the donut place called, Marie? That we ate at, and the old man parking attendant that got mad at us when we were in Connecticut after the wedding that we went up to.
I don't remember the name.
Well, anyway, they show the cronuts there.
Yeah.
So we parked and we were going to get the cronuts, but we figured, oh, but it says parking for whatever donuts only. So we figured, well, we'll park here, we'll get something to eat real quick, and we'll buy a donut, you know, because we wanted to get a donut anyway. So we went around the corner, we got something quick to eat. And by the way, there was nobody there. So then we go to the donut place and we bought the donut. We had the donuts in the bag. You know, we walk out front and security guy's like, hey, you shouldn't have been parked there. You know, it says for blah, blah, blah. I go, but we did buy donuts. They're in our hands. What are you talking about, man? And he was like, yeah, but you walked back, you know, you walked around there first. I go, does it really matter? I purchased something from the establishment. You know, like, it's okay. And he started fucking going, I know what you would do. You're right. I could have called someone to get you towed. And I looked at him and I go, then fucking tow the car. I go, I don't fucking care. But I swear to God, I got really pissed at him. And this old man, and I'm like, I swear to God, I will go over there and kill you. And he started, you know, he you know.
I love the Lopez mentality. You guys always go DEFCON level.
Well, mind
three.
You, I was tried first a couple times nicely. And then
Marie, was he nice? Be honest.
Actually,
you know what? I want to hear this story from Marie's perspective.
I was nice. I did say, look, we have donuts. I said, we did eat
Royce,
there.
I want to hear Marie. What actually happened, Marie?
We were walking out, and the guy made a comment, and Royce definitely said what he said, where he's like, hey, we just came out of here, and we made an excuse, and that really should have been just it.
Because we were leaving. I mean, it's not like we weren't trying to get something for free. We bought donuts, and we were fucking leaving. And the guy, you know, was like, oh, I saw, then, because what made me mad was I said, look, we have donuts, man. It's okay. At that point, he could have let it go because we were leaving anyway. But he wanted to make sure that he let me go without telling the Coke company, go, dude. So then I did get really mad. I did scream at him. Then when we got
Marie,
in the car.
Yeah, hold on. Marie, what did he say?
Well, let me finish your story. Then she could. I did say
Royce,
that. I
yeah,
did,
Royce isn't lying. He's
lying. I'm just saying from your perspective. Like, it's always funny to hear these stories from him, obviously. But like, when you're sitting there having to deal with this, like watching him, like, what was he actually saying to the guy?
Well, I haven't
got to the fun part of what I said yet.
Yeah, he's going to recall what he said.
So then I got in the car. Then we got in the car. It's a rental car, and we're driving away, and I see him there. And he was standing next to a guy holding a girl. And the old security, well, he wasn't a cop.
See, I already forgot about this. This is why you asked him.
He was standing there talking to this guy holding a kid. Well, you remember now, right?
I remember now.
I drove by and I lowered the window when I was driving. And I said, hey, be careful for that old man. He fucking touches kids. Be careful. Really loudly out the window. And he looked at me and he shook his head. And I go, seriously, he touches children.
You didn't tell this. You started this whole thing. I told the story before. I don't remember you.
I swear to God, I told you this.
He definitely told
you laughed
story
at it too.
Before.
I don't remember this. Was I off the air at the time?
No, you were there.
I believe
it's a while ago, but I promise you, I told you this.
Sure, wasn't Joe.
It was like 3 years ago.
It was like 3 years ago, dude.
Oh, was it?
You may have forgotten.
I was really drunk back then.
It was a while ago, but anyway, back then, Also now, but also back then. No, but so then I got really mad, and then I got white indignant, because that was me being Hispanic indignant. Then I got white indignant in the car and tried to call the company, the donut company.
No, that's just Lopez indignant. You like to ruin people's lives.
I called them and I said, this guy made fun, and then I lied, of course, to them, and he made fun of me, and he made fun of my wife, and I was fucking talking all this shit. But you know what? He learned a lesson.
I should start doing that more often when people like really piss me off.
I may have been the only Cuban.
Just fucking ruin their lives.
I may have been the only Cuban in Connecticut that day, but goddamn it, I made it known.
It's funny, dude.
Yeah, that's probably the time that I was fucking just really, really.
There's nothing better though. Like when you know you're in the right.
Yeah.
Being able to just unload on somebody and be like, "No, fuck you, you idiot!" Like. Mitch, I'm sure you in your calm head, I'm sure you've never had this happen to you.
Not to normal people. I yelled at people in the army, but.
Oh, but that's.
That's different.
That's the army, though. Yeah,
or Sherry when she's on the ground.
Wake the fuck up!
It was very much like that.
But when I don't want to forget this either. Friday, we went to a, and Dutch, you know this because we went to one with you, but we went to a line dancing club.
Oh, okay.
Called Boots and Buckles. So it's $5 cover. We went in there with our friend Jesse, the one who does Hippo Juice, and her boyfriend Bevan. So we're in there. We're hanging out, and I'm sure you've seen this because you go. My favorite person at the line dancing club out of everybody is the black guy, because there's always one. The black guy who's there, and he line dances better than the white people because, you know, he's good at dancing. And this guy was like in a Hollister shirt all busting out. Now, there was another black guy. I haven't seen this one. This is a new one for me. In the line dancing club, wearing a Confederate flag shirt in the back, says, "Never apologize for your heritage." And this guy's black, like really black. Also wearing a Confederate hat. Now, I wanted to take a picture of him because I thought he was confused, but I did not. However, if you want to pick up women, single men, the one thing I learned about these line dancing clubs, there is a lot of single women there and not many men that'll do it. So if you don't mind looking like an asshole and line dancing to Pitbull songs, because they line dance to Fireball, which I didn't even know there was a dance to that. Yeah.
See, the line dancing that, like, that one dumb bar that I brought you guys to was just all country stuff. They do this now to, like, hip-hop songs?
Yeah, here's the thing. Normally, they played some country stuff, too.
Mostly country
on
stuff.
On Fridays and Saturdays, though, they will also play regular
contemporary hits, like It's All About That Bass.
Or Fireball from Pitbull.
And they made up line dances for them, and everyone knew it, including the 80-year-old guy that could barely shuffle his feet, but he was out there on the dance floor
doing the
thing. And I'm like, how do you know a line dance to Meghan Trainor? You're 80 years old. She came out with this song like a year and a half ago.
Well, I mean, but remember, pretty...
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
So yeah, they absolutely did know that. So
that's ridiculous.
The old man. But pretty much all these when that's contemporary. It seems to be a variation of the electric slide.
Yeah, it's like they have a lot of these the similar like the go to type of steps that will work depending on the timing of the song. But I didn't know they were doing that with these kind
this
of
song. Things.
Like that's ridiculous.
I'm a fireball.
Yeah.
But I mean, they line dance to this.
Yuck. So you learn how to line dance?
No, I didn't do this. I just watched.
What I would do is a few songs Jesse actually knew because she had been enough times to recognize a few of them, and she just liked dancing. So she'd pull me in, and she's like, the trick is just to weasel your way into the mid-center of the room so that way no matter which way the line dance shifted... You were always watching somebody in front of you. Never get into a corner because if they turn, you're fucked.
Right.
So I would just
It's like hockey. If you know what you're doing, you will get checked into a wall.
Oh, hell yeah.
So it was just kind of like we would just run into the straight up middle. I would almost bump into somebody for like the first round of the pattern until I got what the pattern was. And then I danced the rest of the way out because I'd get it after like three turns. And then I'd quickly run off stage before she could keep me on there for another one.
Yeah, I mean it was all right. We, you know, I mean, it's a weird environment. And there's plenty of pretty girls that are in there, but it's just a weird.
Well, yeah, you remember that one bar I brought you guys to? Like the amount of bitches that show up these things.
Hard B.
And the dudes who will clean up on this kind of shit. Because if you know how to line, especially with country line dancing, for you single fellas out there, what's the name of that school that listens to us?
Marie, the school that listens to us.
Archbishop McCarthy.
Archbishop McCarthy.
If you guys want to get some bitches, what you need to do is learn how to country dance. I know it's faggy.
It's crazy.
Don't get me wrong.
That's what I was saying. You have to know.
Girls love it, dude.
Yep. It's really.
And I wish I would have found that out when I was single.
Yeah, I mean it is and ready to mingle. Also, you have to say both. Or people don't know. Also, something else that happened 2 weeks ago, and I forgot to say it on air because whatever. But I don't like to toot my own horn, but I'll
toot his own horn.
Okay, fine. I am.
So Royce calls me up in the middle of work, and I told him only call me at work if it's an emergency. So, of course, I have to, like, swipe no.
Now, by the way, I'm not going to toot my own horn on this, but I will play music accompanying to what I did.
Okay. So.
That's the Royce horn.
So at first I was in a meeting, so I had to swipe no to get my phone to stop ringing and then politely excuse myself and call him right back like, hey, what's going on? What happened? And he sounded all shaky like, dude, I don't know what just happened. I was going out of the neighborhood and there was this accident and I stopped.
It was crazy.
And like the car was on fire and I pulled a little girl out of the car.
Yes, it was crazy.
And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, whoa,
yes,
whoa, whoa,
this
what?
Is for real.
I'm like, what? I'm like, slow down. What happened? He's like, I stopped. I just saw an accident. There was a guy and his daughter and more than he's like, it wasn't just me, there were other people. And so he's like, yeah, there was this guy and he pulled out the dad and his knee looked fucked up.
It was, and then
he's like, I pulled out the little girl, she seemed about nine. I called 911. This other you kept saying there was a Mexican that had a fire extinguisher that was trying to put out the car fire.
Hold on,
wait a second. Not for this.
I want to make a bit about this.
Really? This is not a joke.
Can you please tell me what happened?
Okay, I was leaving my neighborhood, and I was...
You don't have to have this as a bed music, dude. It's a compelling enough story.
Excuse me.
Stop the bit. Come on. I want to know. Dude, this is real shit. Tell me.
Stop.
Fine.
Stop.
Okay, here's
stop the music.
I am.
Dude, are you serious?
Yeah, okay, so I was leaving the neighborhood. I was coming out of my neighborhood, and my neighborhood's right on this U.S. 27, which is, it's one of those, not a real highway, but one of those highways truckers use, those trucker highways. So
the minimum speed is like, what, 65?
55, 60,
you've
around
been to
there.
Our house.
Yeah.
Right outside
right
the
outside
neighborhood.
That main neighborhood.
Oh, shit.
Like,
yeah.
The moment you leave the neighborhood community.
Right. I know exactly
main
what you're talking
road.
About.
So anyway, I'm pulling out of the neighborhood, and I see the silver Malibu, and now I know got fucking smashed hard. Like,
you watched the accident.
I saw it happen. The Malibu got fucking got smashed. Right. I mean, I saw it right with the car spinning around because it was facing the other way. Okay, against traffic. So the car spun around. I go, oh fuck! So I pull my car over and I get out and I start going to the car. And then apparently in front of me, this Mexican long crew also saw it, and they pulled over. And, you know, I see the guy in the car, and the airbags deployed. There's a little girl in the back, a little blonde girl, 9 or 10 in the back. The guy is in the front, but, you know, they tell you when something like that, they tell you not to move the person just in case, you know, something happened, meaning the guy. Because the problem is the part of the car that got hit of the guy was the front driver's side, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. So he got T-bone.
He got,
in the front.
Okay, right. He got, you know, someone hit him from this. Anyway, so the car's crumpled up in the front. The hood's up. It's like ripped up. We figured, well, we shouldn't move him because in case he's really hurt, you don't want to fuck something up dragging him out.
Right. If in case he severed his spine, you might make it worse.
The Mexican guy looks at the car and says, fuego, fire, fuego. And I'm like, whoa, fuck. So the engine's on fire. Right?
Wow.
The oil pan had caught. So it's burning.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
So it's burning. And then The two Mexicans go around and they go to pull the guy out, and I open the door and I pick up the little girl from the back seat. She was in the back seat.
Mm. How old?
9 or 10, blonde little girl. I pull her out of the back seat and we go to the. I run over to the sidewalk and I put her down on the sidewalk with this other lady who also pulled over that was there, and then you know the Mexicans guys help the guy. The guy's knee is had to be fucked. His leg looked fucked up. So they help him walk to the
like
side.
Like crushed in, snapped in half. Like
it was jeans, but you know it didn't look straight. If that makes sense. Mm. So they help him walk to the side. They help him walk to the side. So he's standing there with the little girl, and then I said, "Has anyone called 911?" And they go, "No, no, no." I go, "Okay, I'll call." So I call 911. Side note. It should not take 15 rings for Polk County Sheriff to pick up the goddamn phone. It's 911. 15 rings, I counted. 15. Wow. So they finally pick up. I give them the interception. I wait there. They're sitting there, and they say, you know, there's other people there. The Mexican guys, after they helped pull the guy, happened to have a fire extinguisher in their lawn crew thing. I think they have to. And they put it out. They put the fire out. But it went out for a second, but it was still kind of going.
Yeah, oil likes to.
Yeah, oil will keep going. And he said we're out. So anyway, the cops were gonna come, and I was like, "Do you need me here? Whatever." Because you know, I was actually going to go pick up Mersh because we hung out with him a couple weeks ago. And the guy's like, "No, no, I'm okay." Because you know, besides his leg, he was all there. You know, mm-hmm. And he was with other people. So then I took off and I left. Now here's where the story gets even more interesting. A week later, I get a call, a text message from my friend Jack, and. Jack goes to me. He says, "Hey, that I saw Marie posted something about that accident. Did it happen to be a silver Malibu?" And I go, "Yeah. How did you know that?" And he goes, "That's my buddy. That's my buddy Roy." I'm like, "What?
Worlds just got smaller."
And I'm like, "What do you mean, your buddy Roy?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm literally with his brother-in-law right. I'm with his brother-in-law right now, and his sister having movie night at my house." Gives me the phone to the brother-in-law. The brother-in-law's all thanking me, like, "Thank you so much. I really appreciate it." So then this is also, I got closure because the guy that same day was going through an 8 to 10 hour leg surgery. Ooh. That's how fucked. Now, I was right. It had to be fucked up. You don't do an 8 hour surgery, you know?
Yeah.
The little
that
girl.
Means ligaments were smashed and all that kind of stuff.
The little girl was okay, except she had a broken collarbone. And that's terrible. Mm. Nine or ten. And I was like, "Jesus, fucking terrible."
How great would that be if they, like, she didn't break it from the crash, but because you were so panicked, you just,
right?
Your whole strength snapped it.
Ripped it off.
You're pulling her out of the car.
But actually, I picked her up from her waist. So, what else happened?
Holy shit, dude. That's fucking. Wow.
So then like all of a sudden I get a mass Facebook message from the guy's dad thanking me, saying, you know, "I can't, words don't mean." I'm like, "Dude, I wasn't trying to say it. Now I could do this." But at the time I was freaking out. I called Marie going, "I'm shaking." Fucking was terrifying. I don't know what just happened.
It is weird when you get in one of those kind of situations, isn't it?
Yeah, because I, you know, it's like, this is crazy. But now I can play this. By the way, every time I come on, I want this music to play because...
I'm not giving you walk-up music, no.
Yes, dude!
No, walk-up music is my bit. You're not taking it from me.
What?
The Mexican was a hero. He's the first one there, and he's the first one who thought, "It's on fire, let me get an extinguisher."
Dude,
so anything.
Good, you know, seriously though, man.
Just injured a little girl who wasn't injured in the first place.
I know. I'll say this.
You snapped her collarbone.
I'll say
in
this,
your
man.
Haste.
People talk all these shit on
kind
these
kind of are a dick. You abused the child.
Probably. These people talk all this shit on illegal immigrants, and they're so this and that. Those illegal immigrants pulled over faster than any fucking white people did.
Hell yeah.
They were right. They were pulled right over, and I was like, "Holy shit! These guys don't even have papers." And
why is this happening in front of my house?
I'm pulling out a neighborhood. I'm like, "What the fuck happened? What's going on?"
Right. Because
that's the first thing you think is like, "Whoa!" And then I just pure like adrenaline, like I'm shaking. Okay, what do I do? Because what's the right thing?
Mitch, have you ever been in that situation?
Not with strangers, just with Sherry last night.
That's right. I forgot about that.
No, I've never pulled up to a real accent. Like, I've done the EMT training, that type of shit in the Army. So I have a general idea. It's been a long time, so I...
Yeah.
Especially after last night, I know I'm way out of practice. But I've never come up to a stranger and had that happen.
I had it once, and I'm not trying to one-up you, Royce. I'm just trying to...
I'm trying to one-up you.
Here's me one-upping you.
Dutch, dude, it's okay.
That's the reason why I asked Mitch first instead of me launching into my story. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't the only one. I've told you guys this story in there, right?
I don't remember.
That one... I wasn't the hero. I wasn't as much of a hero as Royce.
This is for me. Not
I
for you.
Okay, this is for you. But I just, you know, like, since we're talking about the subject, I just, you know, I have something that sort of relates to it. In fact, it exactly relates to it. I pulled up on an accident. It happened right in front of me. I was in an intersection going to turn left. And you know how, like, you people who will get into the intersection while the light's green? And then, you know, like, when it turns yellow or red, then you can turn left? Well, apparently this person just didn't. I guess the other person thought the other one was going to stop at the red light, and the other one blew it. And one way or another, actually, no, it wasn't left. It was right. It was a weird
thing.
It
doesn't really matter.
Either way, this car got T-boned right in front of me. And this girl.
God, I want a T-bone steak now really bad.
This girl, like, she whipped her head into the window, and it broke the side window. That's how hard her head hit it. Yeah.
And by the way, windows are hard to break.
Oh, in her skull. And the thing is, dude, like, I immediately put my car in park and ran up there. And it was like me and like one other dude who ran up and was just like, and the weird part was, is that like everybody was like, I'm not touching her. I don't want to get sued. I'm not touching her.
God.
But she was bleeding out the side of her head.
By the
like,
way,
left side of her head was just like, it was like, I saw it like dripping and she was out. Completely passed out. Yeah. Her side window was completely broken because her head just smashed it, because it was weird because they hit the opposite side of the car, the right side, but her head was like whatever. So I'm like, no, dude, this girl's bleeding. Help me out. And so, like, you know, I open the car up and I pull her out of the car and like kind of holding her head up or whatever. And I see people like kind of like forming a congregation. I look up, no one's on their phone, and they're just like staring at
me. What the fuck?
And this one other guy trying to take care of her. I look up and like, someone fucking call 911. And it was up. And then everybody pulls out their phone and starts calling. But yeah, like, I kind of like
crazy.
This girl. She ruined my shirt, by the way, that bitch.
That's fuck. Come on.
I had a long sleeve shirt on. It was a cold winter day. And she ruined it with her head blood. But yeah, the ambulance took her away. And I found out later that, you know, she was fine. She just had a concussion and it was like more of like a surface. You know, like when you get hit so hard that just.
Whoa, the head bleeds a lot too. The head bleeds a lot.
Oh, yeah, dude.
If you've even ever had a little cut on your head, Dutch, you know, if you've ever had a little cut on your head, you bleed a lot. Like, you know, I'm not even doing it.
For like a week straight.
I'm not even doing it to bust.
Why is this still happening?
Yeah, I'm not doing it to even bust your balls, but when you did hit your head in the pool, it looked a lot worse initially because it's fucking gushing and gushing. But then the next couple of days, you know, you could see it, but it wasn't like the fucking Rambo wound.
Dude, it was the equivalent of like, well,
It was kind of bad,
but like, I mean, like, it if you actually thought of like impact force, if you really stubbed your toe really hard.
Ow. No, I hate that.
But it looked like I had like someone take a brick to my face.
That fucking, oof.
But dude, yours is way better than mine. Like, wow. Like, you actually, a car was on fire.
Not only that, but on top of that, it just so happened to be a friend of a friend.
It's crazy.
And so now
that
is
weird.
So
yeah.
Now you get like friend street cred on top of it.
Hell yeah.
So
I mean, look, some people I wasn't prepared for a speech, but I guess I'll give one. Some people in the moment. Some people have to go out there and they put themselves out there, you know? And I would say some people need actually to be the wind beneath people's wings. And what happened to me was that, you know, I wouldn't call myself a hero. You guys should call me a hero, but I wouldn't call myself one.
We should now, huh?
Yeah. Actually obligated to call you a hero.
Yeah, not that we can or we could, but we should.
And all I'm saying is any universities listening that want to give me an honorary doctorate for my service.
Hey! Oh, sorry.
Hey! That's...
I didn't, dude. I meant to cue it up, and it wasn't supposed to go. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Any universities that may want to give me a doctrine, an honorary doctrine, of course, and also a real one, for what I did, I will gladly accept it. Not because I believe I'm a hero, but because you guys believe I'm a hero. You know, and sometimes powers beyond you call you, you know, and I'm not saying I'm better than you. It's just that you guys would do less than me. So, you know, when you put it out there and you balance it out on the scales of justice, I just happen to be, without sounding condescending, a better human being.
That's what?
Than what? No, than most.
This entire thing is condescending.
No, it's not. Look, my point is the world needs Clark Kents and the world needs Superman. It's okay if you need to be Clark. I can be Superman for you, my friend. It's no problem. But look, I'm just glad that everyone's okay. And
I am too, actually. Like, to be, in all seriousness, yeah. Like, dude, good job. That's commendable. Like, just, a lot of people panic under those kind of things, and you do the right thing.
Yeah, so. And once again, I got huge props to the fucking long crew. They didn't need to and could have easily driven away. And, you know, that was awesome of them to actually really, you know, help and actually, and then luckily had a fucking fire extinguisher because right. The cars go up when the oil pan catches. If you've ever seen, I'm sure driven by a couple of them, where cars are engulfed in fire. When that oil pan goes up,
they're done.
Yeah, they're done. It's fucking finished. Going up, you finished. Know, because oil fires are the goddamn hardest fires to put out. But I'm glad everyone's, I mean, okay, relative 8-hour knee surgery's got to be a son of a bitch. But I feel bad for the girl more than anything. You look terrified, you know.
Yeah, you really snapped her collarbone.
I really just yanked really her as hard as I could.
Thing for you
Maybe
to do.
Next time I should have taken the seatbelt off first.
Girl, you gotta get out of here.
I'm fine. Look at my dad. He's the one with the broken.
Get out! Get out!
I really hope that when you opened up the door to get her, you yelled, "This car is on fire!"
I did.
More like radio, less like crap. Get up!
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
it. I then imagined
Sean, did
my
you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday at Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio.
Spoon.
Hey, everyone. It's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired.
Go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station. More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, and listen to our show Thursday nights from 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to MoreLikeRadio.com/downloads. That's MoreLikeRadio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Here to explain why Kim Kardashian is not a hobbit, please welcome Aquaman. Okay, first of all, I am not Aquaman. I am a recovering gay fish. Yes, I have met Aquaman. I have hung out with Aquaman. But the only thing I have in common with Aquaman anymore is my love for the sea. There have been malicious rumors started at this elementary school that my beautiful fiance is a hobbit. That is not funny, and it is not true. All right? Yes, Kim is heavier than most of her pictures show her to be. Yes, she gets her hair lasered off her body. Yes, she has a friend named Gandalf who happens to be a wizard. I'm sorry, excuse me a minute. Bitch, how are you not the hobbit again? Yeah, right. Yeah, okay, yep, let me, okay, yep, I got it. Okay, love you too. Okay, if my fiance Kim is a hobbit, then how come, if she is a hobbit, then how come she don't live in a hole in the ground? Boom! Oh, y'all just got lit up, cup! She don't live in no hole in the ground. She lives in a big-ass mansion with me in her room that is slightly below ground. So you can... She is sexy and womanly, and she smokes a pipe. She can blow them rings that go up over her head. And...
Hold up. Bitch, you not a hobbit, right?
Come on.
I've been so lonely, girl. I've been so sad and down. Couldn't understand why haters joked around.
Second hour of Dutch and Royce. You're on More Like Radio.
But you know what? I'm a gay fish.
You can text us number 954-573-2780, or you can tweet us at Joel Dutch, at Chim Heil, H Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film, or Dalai Lama. Or obviously go to morelikeradio.com/live and join in on the chat room so you can see the video or pretty faces and all the stuff that our wonderful listeners post in the chat room.
I'm thinking of changing my Twitter name to at Hero Royce. What do you think?
I think that's a little self-aggrandizing.
What,
yeah,
what do
sure.
you mean? I mean,
I'm not saying it's not deserved, but
all right. Well, I mean, you know,
it's, maybe wait for me to make that suggestion or any of their friends.
I'm
say,
just
hey.
Spitballing. I'm spitballing, guys.
Is that what you're doing?
I'm spitballing. No, but remember a couple weeks ago, Dutch, we talked about how creepy Daryl Hammond was playing the KFC guy.
Yeah, you for some reason thought it was racist.
Uh-huh. Like, well, I'm not the only one that thought it because they've just replaced him already.
With Norm McDonald.
Norm,
I saw that last night.
McDonald. So
weird.
I'm glad I have the video. I have Norm McDonald. Norm McDonald.
Did he replace him entirely? Or
yeah,
is it
no,
just
he's replaced. Norm McDonald is the new Colonel Sanders.
I thought they were just doing like a one-off bit.
Nope. Would you like to watch the commercial?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
It's come to my attention that there's an imposter colonel out there. He's trying to be me. That's crazy. They can't just grab some super funny Hollywood actor, throw a white suit on him, try to pass him off as the real Colonel Sanders. And I should know because I am Colonel Sanders. And this is my incredibly delicious $5 fill-up meal. I'm Colonel Sanders. I know that. It's finger licking good.
It's hilarious. Now, is this like a running bit that they're going to start doing now?
They damn well better.
They actually should just have a different celebrity play him every time. I think that would be hilarious.
It would make right. It would make a lot of sense because then you would never judge them on typecasting. I guess. I agree with you that I enjoy that Norm MacDonald didn't even bother.
I love Norm MacDonald. He's one of the funniest people that's ever lived.
Even tried. And that's
he doesn't need to try. We expect him not to try. If he tried, we'd be like, what is he doing? Trying? That's weird.
That's one of my favorite bits of all time is racist Norm MacDonald when Merch did racist Norm MacDonald.
Oh, yes.
That is by far one of the funniest.
I miss doing radio with Mersh.
Yeah, so do I. It was fun hanging out with him. He came by a couple weeks ago. And, you know, we just hung out and everyone just fell asleep like old people. But now we have to see this
he
bit
He came
now.
By because you picked him up and you stopped along the way to rescue a little girl.
Yeah, that was the same day.
That was the same day.
You're right. You're
on your way to go see him.
Absolutely right. I am a hero.
So you went from a hero to hanging out with Mersh.
Uh-huh. He has to balance it out in the universe.
Okay.
Jesus Royce.
Well, what?
Hammy
you
requested
ride
it.
This out for a while. Or
no.
I mean, you should be proud of him that he didn't talk about it last week.
I forgot.
How could you forget that?
I was having a lot of panic attacks.
It's been really stressful around here.
Yeah. But.
Hurry, you should stop putting such unneeded stress on an American hero.
But now. I want to hear this because we talked about it. It's only a minute.
Well,
now.
It wouldn't be Fifth Circle, I guess, without a story about racism. So I
wait. What are you trying to say?
Yeah. What are you trying to say?
What are you trying to say, bro.
Disneyland is being sued tonight, accused of racism.
Why is Norm MacDonald doing the news now?
You know, a lot of people are saying, you know, a lot of hate crimes, you know, going on, and you know, they need to be stopped or whatever.
Okay, let's play the story.
Start it from
Disneyland is being sued tonight, accused of racism by a San Diego
Disneyland, they don't like letting
niggers running around, huh?
Disney, not a fan of letting brown kids in there, you know. they're a dangerous bunch, you know. You don't like them around your kids.
What the fuck?
All right, let's focus on the story and not
yeah,
so much on
yeah,
the
let's focus on the story. We'll no, be able
trust,
to do that.
Trust me, it's worth it. It's worth it.
All right.
Disneyland is being sued tonight, accused of racism by a San Diego.
Okay, go ahead. Get it out of your system.
get it out of your fucking system. Hey, you know, Disneyland, a lot of kids there are racist, you know. Because, you know, so racism is usually a side effect of having money. You know, a lot of people tend to be racist, you know, when they have property to protect.
I like racist Norm MacDonald. He makes me very happy.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the blacks. I have some friends that are black fellas, you know, just keep them away from my daughters. I guess is what I'm trying to say.
I missed the radio immersion tour.
Holy
back
shit, I completely forgot about that. We used that as a previously on.
Wow, that's funny.
Oh, fuck. God damn.
Wow, how long ago was that?
2013.
Jesus.
I also miss Jesse Ventura.
I miss racist Norm MacDonald more than Jesse Ventura.
Because I would love racist Norm MacDonald right now to do a KFC commercial.
Oh my God, it would be fantastic.
I miss Bob Levy.
Yeah.
Or Mersh doing Bob Levy.
Okay, yes,
Bob
okay,
Levy.
Yes, I agree with that. Not so much the other thing.
I don't remember miss anyone, Bob Levy.
Yeah, remember when he called in to his old show? Or Royce called in, Mersh called in as Bob Levy to his old show on Miserable Man.
Oh, God, yes.
Sorry, Bob, I can't let you on.
And then remember when he called in Artie Lang's show, the Nick and Artie show as Bob Levy also, and they let him on the air, and Artie was like, wait, no, that's not Bob.
This isn't Bob.
It's a good Bob, but it's not Bob.
Yeah, he picked it up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, God.
Not for nothing, Royce is... No, Royce, sorry. I keep saying Royce, sorry.
Because you know why? Because I'm your hero right now, and I get
You're not my hero.
Yes!
You snapped the girl's clavicle. You're not my hero.
No, I'm... Oh, God, you are a hater?
You're not a hater. Just saying, maybe break a collarbone or two less next time.
I believe that you just don't understand that I helped enrich someone's life, and you just don't get that.
Speaking of enriching people's lives, have you guys seen that whole thing with that that viral video that of this couple where the guy like basically told his wife that she was pregnant?
Couple, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it.
Royce, you know about this?
Yeah. Then they had a miscarriage.
Yeah. None of that was real.
Yeah, I know. Like it was all staged, right?
It was all staged by God.
The biggest prankster of all.
Mitch, I'm gonna to catch the listeners up. I'm gonna play like a little bit of the original one and then the miscarriage one, and then could you do me a favor and pull up the one where they have the retort to the haters or whatever?
Yep,
the retort to the haters.
All right. Well, here's this one. This is the original one. This has 14 million views, and I just skipboard. Essentially, what happened is that like I guess she pees in the morning, but doesn't flush the toilet because they don't want to wake the kids. So the guy, I guess, dipped the pregnancy test in her piss water.
That's not how it works.
And found out she was pregnant and surprised her with it. And here's the surprise.
I'm out of my top pocket right there. Pull it out.
Oh my God.
Pull it out.
Oh gosh, you are so funny.
You have a kid's
room. Oh, you brought a positive one home. You're such a
dork. What? What?
What? You're hilarious.
No.
Stop. Pause. See, the thing is, the acting's really bad too. Like, that's the other problem. Is she selling this right now? Because she's not selling it.
No, just watch.
I don't want to watch.
You tell me if you think it's real.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I don't think. Hold on. Pause. I don't think poor man's Jay Cutler over here is really acting that well, and it's bugging me.
He is ridiculous.
But you're pregnant, Daddy?
No. Samuel.
Daddy, only mommies get pregnant.
Oh my gosh, you're crazy.
I'm so happy.
Guys, this is a joke. Those of you out there who are like, I'm pregnant. Hmm. This is a joke.
Yeah, it is a joke. The joke's on you. The joke's on her, right, guys?
Told you.
What did you do?
Huh?
What did you do? Did you get a jumper out of the toilet? No, you didn't.
I did.
No way. Are you serious right now? No way. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Are you 100% serious?
Well, yeah, I just did it. That's what I was doing. I was taking a dump.
Wait a minute. I can't believe I'm finding out like this. I had all these...
So
fake.
When I first saw that video, I was even like, this is
stupid.
With the hard cuts and having their kids going, Daddy, only you can get pregnant.
Do it again. Say it like you mean it.
So, and here's a week or two later, they had this one, which again got 4 million views on YouTube.
Nia, God's ready to use us in a huge way.
We were so happy. And we were just laughing. You can see in our vlog from yesterday, we were just so overjoyed. And it was like...
First of all...
She's really good. She's selling it good. I can't
He's even. Not, because he's doing the finger thing against the side of his head.
Ugh. Celebration. And then it just... Bam! It just hit us.
Hold
like
on, Dutch.
A bomb.
I actually have another quick clip of the video.
Oh, pretty good. We got a new client at the bank. We'll make a lot of money.
What client?
I cannot tell you. It's confidential.
Oh, come on. Why not?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Pretty good acting, right?
I forgot that.
Dude, that movie is good every time.
See, Mitch, all that cutting of the room was worth it.
It was so worth it.
And those of you who have experienced miscarriage before... You know, I
prefer Mr. Carriage.
I can relate now. I have felt my womb empty out. I never, ever, ever knew that women...
I haven't been, but I've been responsible of two of them. I
felt that way. That's been the hardest thing for me was...
I feel my womb empty out like once a month. From, you know, the inner lining of my uterus ripping from, you know, inside me and flushing out.
When she says it that way, it's so sexy.
It really is hot.
Mm-hmm. A baby that's full term, there's this relief when the baby comes out.
No, it's
and
not.
And it's just like you can take a deep breath again that you haven't been able to take for 9 months. And it's like as soon as I miscarried, I was able to take that deep breath. I stood up and I just felt empty.
Why do people... And then... So let's... pretend for a second that this is real. Why do people cry on video about tragic loss like this to internet trolls?
Well, because I guess
YouTube money.
That'll do it.
Do they get paid for? Do they monetize their crying?
Yeah, if they're monetized and they get enough.
Do they fucking monetize this shit?
The first one was 14 million. This one was 4 million.
They can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, if they monetize, how would monetize a miscarriage video?
Yeah, this one had ads. The other one had ads. Every one of them.
Oh, they get... Stop watching it right now. They're probably making money.
No, that's not how
it works. Oh, no, I have ad blocker, so we're good.
Okay, good.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Good.
But here's the thing.
But don't use ad blocker on our site, though.
Basically, what they were saying was is that the doctors were like, there's absolutely no way you can get a positive a pregnancy test from dipping a thing inside of a toilet.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. I have a little more audio.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
And second of all, what I love about the BuzzFeed, because they're kind of assholes sometimes, they really started digging deep on this couple.
Yeah.
In that, like, they have been wanting to be celebrities on the internet, trying to get a viral video for the longest time. Like, everything they do that's on their vlogs or blogs or anything is trying to get hits.
I've had the results of the test back. I definitely have breast cancer.
A UTI.
So they've been trying to do it for a while, and they found, I guess, their way. But now they got caught, and they look like assholes.
Oh, okay. Actually, Mitch, I have the video if...
Oh,
you already have it. Go ahead.
Do you know a specific timer? Because this thing's like 13 fucking minutes long.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, 13 minutes of fake crying? Go fuck yourself.
I mean, I can just play it and we can just scrub through. Maybe.
Yeah, like, just scrub through.
Whatever.
Okay, guys. I know it may seem that I'm giving a little bit too much attention to the people that are drinking the Haterade out there.
Talk like a fag and your shit's all retarded.
Unacceptance that this world has shown our family has actually been a blessing to me. And let me explain.
What the?
No, they made a song? Wait, are they a couple that had made songs in the past?
No, I don't.
Yeah, they've done a ton of stuff. They've been trying to do viral videos basically their entire existence online. Everything they do is film, their kids, them, their entire life. Wait, so is this part of the video?
Yes. I haven't done anything.
What does this have to do with anything?
I don't.
Well, basically, yeah, like Royce, you were saying that, I guess. See, scrub through real quick, Mitch, and see if you can't find it. But they were like,
oh, they have a Bible app.
We are outside doing our quiet time this morning, and it feels really good. It's not super hot yet. As you see, I'm still in my fluffy robe. The kids, their Bible.
It's not quiet time, though.
They are reading.
It's not quiet because you're videotaping.
But I mean, I'd fuck her.
Oh, they're reading 2 Thessalonians. That's a big
one. Abram just decided to come and join me.
I prefer 1 Thessalonians.
Weird week, and we had family in town and stuff. Today felt is the first day that I woke up and I kind of like felt like myself. It just kind of felt like a new day, a new beginning, and I'm really excited about it. I'm excited that I woke up feeling full and happy and content in my heart, and I'm just really thankful for that. Oh, y'all are so sweet, snuggle buggy.
What a bunch of exploitive assholes.
Let's see if I can find Hater Aid guy. Oh, here.
I read a horrible article on us. It was a big joke, man. They were just trying to disprove everything, and it was just so ridiculous. They called my work. My work said I was still on the, that I hadn't quit my job. I guess they talked to the wrong person. They talked to doctors about dipping pregnancy tests in the toilet and how accurate that is. They're like, we definitely don't suggest you use toilet bowl water for a pregnancy
test. Hold your fucking phone steady, dude. You standing on a bounce ball? Let's see if we can find any more of this. Dick.
Why would they intersplice shots of their kids? Like, that makes no sense.
Having more kids, another.
Well, I don't
look, if you're trying to become viral video sensations, don't make your videos 13 minutes long, you shit fucks.
Seriously, like, that's, you know, god damn.
Well, hold
they
on.
Really are hateable. No, okay, because here's the thing, though. Go ahead,
wait,
sorry.
Dutch, I just want to interject. Remember the last shot you saw of him where he couldn't stand still in his room? He had, like, some pretty heavy mustache or, you know, 5 o'clock shadow going on here. Here he's basically clean shaven. How many days did it take him to film this?
Yeah, dude, they are really a hateable couple. Because I was looking at, like, other things. Like, they would, like, they would label their videos, like, photogenic married couple does this. Or, you know what I mean? They've been trying to be famous for a long time. He even got quoted as saying, I always thought that we should be famous. You know, like, we're the perfect couple to have a TV show that's, you know, a reality show based around. Yeah, here we go. Their first one was good-looking parents sing Disney's
good
Frozen.
You know what? Who in the world would call themselves that? It's like somebody, you know, calling themselves a hero. Who does that?
You just, it's always got to come back to you, doesn't it?
No.
Would you laugh? I'm going to swing on you next time I see you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, let's see. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mitch. You can play more.
Which is absolutely okay. I'm just playing around. So, guys, I know yesterday I left you at the end of the vlog with a hanger. So, what else?
No, you didn't.
What the news to tell you was we aren't going to LA for Dance Battle. It's true.
Oh no, I'm so heartbroken.
I talked about it. I talked with producers again.
This is so boring and forever taking.
We don't need to see more of this, but here's the thing, dude, is that, like, what was the quote? They basically said that God.
Before or after Haterade?
No, they're basically saying, like, you know, everybody hates Christians. That's why everybody thinks it's fake. No, we think it's fake because you people are fake.
It has nothing to do with being Christians. It has to do with being assholes.
This is a huge thing. 14 fucking million views. No. You can't do that and then try to get more views off of lying about a miscarriage. Fuck you.
So I have some quotes. It's on a Gawker article. Here's something that he said. The unacceptance that this world has shown our family has actually been a blessing to me. Let me explain.
Don't.
Seems as though the media out there, all the articles being written about us, are trying to put us in a bad light for the most part.
Ooh, faux news? Did he call it faux news?
All the news are putting it.
Okay.
He didn't say fine. And I feel like those are the ones that represent the world. And it makes me think of the verse John 15:19. If you are of the world will love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chose you for the world. The world hates
you. Yeah, well, you know what? What does Austin 316 say? I just whooped your ass. Tell him that.
Exactly.
Fucking asshole.
Apparently, he quoted the Bible a whole bunch of times in that 13-minute video.
Well, yeah, because he's a lying Jesus person. I mean, the thing is that...
Well, that's just it. Is they got caught trying to be... trying to profit on a viral video, and they're falling back on the whole Christian thing because they have no recourse.
I got one more. The last thing he said. Or one like one interviewer asked me, was it all staged? A lot of people think it was staged. I'm like, you know what? It was staged. It was all orchestrated by God above and nothing less.
Ew! Ew! Yuck! Ew! 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 No!
I'll say stuff like that just to kind of throw them off, but it doesn't make me happy that people are deceived. But it does make me happy that God chose our family out of the world.
Maul says, Pastor Royce, what is your take on this?
Well, the good Lord can easily bless somebody with a little mistake. Now, here's what happened. The only way this miscarriage wasn't real, because Christians don't lie, is that the woman may have found lust in the African-American mailman. And when this happened, she decided to go to Planned Parenthood. Now, Dutch, not to deviate, but you hear they're selling baby brains from Planned Parenthood?
They're selling them to homeless
people.
Oh.
For food.
How are the homeless people buying
food?
Because Obama's making homeless people rich. That's how, Brother Mitchell. Pay attention to the news.
I don't see how that worked, because it would be more beneficial if they, you know.
Now, if you call and you donate 954-573-2780 directly to my fund, here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to put that mistake back inside of her.
Yeah, oh.
My healing.
You're going to put a seed in her?
My healing hands and my healing penis will shoot out the Lord inside of her and fill her up until many babies come out. Now, the gentleman would not have to be involved. He can watch. He can even film. I don't know about this, but I have perused Craigslist to help sinners. And the only way to do that is to actively meet them at their apartments and let them play with your penis a little.
Pastor Royce, I have a question.
Yes, Sister Marie.
I was thinking about exploiting people's beliefs on YouTube for monetary purposes. What is the best topic for me to exploit?
Now, I'm not sure what YouTube is. Is that like a Daily Motion? Because that's the only site I use.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, what you want to do is when you're not fooling people. Here's what it's called. When you're Jesus washing people's eyes.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, you wash your eyes with Jesus.
Okay.
So what you do is you're not necessarily lying, but what you're doing is you're telling a story to enhance their life.
Okay, so what kind of story can I enhance people's lives with?
Well, here's what you could tell them is, here, get some tomato sauce, put it on your hands, show them the miscarriage. That way they go, hey, look, this isn't stewed tomatoes, this is a little dead baby. Little dead baby in my hands. And what you do is you monetize that video. And when they look at the little dead babies in your hands, they'll understand can't anymore. I'm laughing at how ridiculous I sound.
He loves me. It's stewed tomatoes.
Yeah, you get a little stewed tomatoes in your hands. And what you do is you show it to the camera. And what happens is you go, this is the little dead baby. And if you get money. If you get money.
What the fuck,
if you give money to me, what I do is I'll get this little stewed tomato. And I'll put it back inside of her with the glory of God. And I'll get a new white baby to come out of there. And another beautiful, good-looking baby to help you make YouTube videos. The Lord works in mysterious ways. Sometimes he works when your wife catches you with another man. Now, what happened to me is the devil touched me in my Satan's region.
Oh.
Pastor Royce, I'm not real sure how that's going to help my YouTube videos.
I forgot what we're talking about. Pastor Royce gets distracted very frequently. Pastor Royce gets really distracted.
Thank you for your advice.
Pastor Royce had a little bit too much communion wine this morning and this evening.
I see that. I did not.
I don't understand, because when you have a little dead baby in your hands, a little dead baby right in your hands, what you want to do is show it to the present to, like, have you watched that movie, The Lion King?
Yes.
Okay, first off, I don't trust Disney movies because it's a lot about blaspheming the Lord. But I did. You want to hold up the little dead baby and show it the lands.
The lands. The baby needs to know the lands.
Yeah, you hold it up like that monkey did in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a baboon.
You're a baboon. You hold it up.
Uh-huh.
And you show them the land and you go, all that you see is yours.
But the baby's dead.
You little dead baby. But the baby's going to be back inside of her if you donate $19.95 to me.
I don't understand.
Me. Just donate it to me and I'll take care of it. Have faith.
Oh, yes. The Lord says I will not understand all of his great works.
Yeah, it's in Leviticus.
Somewhere in the back.
I'm assuming you watched the most recent John Oliver.
Oh, God, how great was
that? That's all I was thinking about the whole time.
How great was that?
I was watching the televangelist
special. And by the
special,
way, first, like, that was
2 hours
Pastor
ago.
Royce was before that, so I don't want to fucking hear it.
Oh, no. I'm just saying you kept mentioning the donating thing, which made me think of it. Sorry.
Oh, God. Yeah. God, that was really good.
Yours was way before.
Did you call the number that he had on there? It's hilarious.
I haven't, no.
We did.
It's hilarious.
It's basically him saying, pay me money or get off the phone
there
and
is.
Find someone to pay me
There's
money.
There's the website. Our Lady of Perpetual Exemption. If you
it
look,
is brilliant. It, we'll put a link up on one of our Twitters later.
Yeah, definitely
but
watch
if you
it.
You haven't been watching this week, tonight. With John Oliver on
it's
HBO.
Amazing.
You know what
Holy
Royce and I learned from that John Oliver bit? Was that if he can make a religion...
You know MLR is a church. You know we meet all those things, right?
We
do.
We
do.
Could
we
turn ourselves into a church.
Yeah, we don't want to be hacks to him.
No,
like,
I don't
want
to be hacks.
It, so.
That's not the point. My point is that to point out what he said, that's how easy it is to be a church. I'm
right.
not even saying we're going to do it. I'm
we're
saying...
like, well, if he can fucking make himself a church, maybe we should make ourselves a church.
Technically, we
I'm
are
already
too.
An ordained pastor in the Modesto Life Church of California.
See, we're already well on our way to pissing off all of our friends and family.
Well, Pastor Royce is also a ordained pastor in the Southern Baptist Pizzeria and Roller Rink Church of America.
Oh, well, that's
the pizza's not that great, but free skating is amazing.
Well, that's good. That's something. Still don't understand how you make money.
Little dead babies.
From where this deviated from.
Yeah, what were we talking about? Oh, right.
We're talking about this asshole
cover
the
cut Raiders. Holes. Those cut holes that are just making up shit.
They've got a lot of heat about this whole shit or whatever. And when asked from multiple people, you know, websites, news sites, and everybody saying, you know, look, people are calling you fake. What do you like? Essentially, when asked direct questions, they say, basically, we don't respond to that. The positivity outweighs the negativity.
That's not an answer. That's not an answer. That's a non-answer.
That's what he said.
So they don't want to say anything. That way they can't catch themselves because it means they weren't pregnant. And that was just all horseshit.
It was all horseshit. 100% horseshit.
Everything's always horseshit.
Because the thing is, dude, like I've dealt with people who've had miscarriages personally in multiple times. My mom, close friends of mine.
My mom did too. My mom had a miscarriage before me.
Should have been you.
God damn it! You know what? You say that, but
really
I'm the hero
off
here.
When you see people. Just, you know, trying to, like, get sympathy because they're bored, because their kids are ugly with those two huge heads. Have you seen their kids, by the way? They don't look like they're theirs, by the way. I guarantee she's banging, like,
They don't look like photogenic couple videoing themselves?
No, they look like half Persian. But, dude.
They're half cats.
It's just like, okay, we're disappointed with our kids, but we need more attention because our kids aren't as good looking as we are. You know, just that fucking we need to film everything millennial type of horseshit attitude.
Man, who films themselves on a regular basis? Those dickwads.
Who films themselves on a regular basis? Those dickwads.
It's just for the radio show, Marie.
Right.
And also for my personal spank bank.
What are you talking about?
I jerk off to Dutch sometimes. Oh, you're asking him. Sorry.
It's uncomfortable, dude.
But yeah, you kind of knew it, though. And deep down in your mind,
no.
After you kissed me, That meant more.
No, after yeah, I guess you.
Can't take that back.
Can't take that back. But I felt like I had to because I felt like my buddy Joe was getting on my good friend territory. I was like, I need to be better friends than that good friend. So,
well, Pastor Royce just calls that when you kiss a guy a mistake-a-rooney. It happens. Oh, whoops-a-daisies.
Good friends one-up other good friends by kissing them on the mouth.
And then you have to fuck their mouths. Whatever happens, happens.
But dude, it's like, I would never, it wouldn't even comprehend my brain to like go to that extent to where you're doing something so horrible like faking a pregnancy and a miscarriage.
Hey, Marine.
Just to get attention.
Here's pregnancy test. You're pregnant. It's for real. It's totally real.
I'm going to get a miscarriage. No.
Okay.
You can't get a miscarriage.
If you believe. It's like Peter Pan, right? If you believe.
Right, as long as you.
Some pixie dust.
Right. Oh, that's an asshole. Now, I'm trying to think. Like,
Speaking of, this just reminded me. Like, there's these old Cuban remedies how to have, like, self-abortions after you have sex, and it's for real. Oh. Yeah, man.
Self-abortions or like a poor man's Plan B pill?
A poor man's Plan B. What they do is they crush up, like, 10 Tylenol into, like, whiskey, and they drink it, and supposedly... And they'll have...
You could die from that!
No baby, though.
Big bucks, no baby, no baby, no baby.
Stop.
Here's the thing. I'm not shocked by that because you've told me some Cuban like workarounds for over real, the years. Man. What was the first one you told me? Oh, the Cuban mop.
I love the Cuban mop, man.
Cuban mop rules. Which essentially, for the listeners who are new, describe what that is.
It's basically, here's a picture of it. It's just a it's like a piece of wood. If you type Cuban mop in Google Images, it's the first one that comes up. Here it is. It's like a stick, like a T-shaped stick made out of wood. And you just throw
PVC or whatever you can.
PVC is the one we had because my grandfather made it. But you throw a shirt over it or a towel and you just mop the floor. And then you just wash the towel. I guess the thought process is it's more sanitary because you wash the towel after every time you mop instead of those mops where, you know, you rinse them out, but they still
don't
dirt.
Give excuses.
I don't agree. I'm just letting you know. Don't get me. I prefer real mops. Don't get me wrong. I think I hated these things.
You've had a couple of these things, though, like Cuban remedies. No, yeah, hold on. Dude. What were more of the Plan B pill remedies aside from the a shot of whiskey and 10
Tylenol. Guys. Yeah, no, for real, man. It's these are real things. I wish I was making it up, but.
Oh, my God.
Well, let's see here. 7 Latino remedies from Abuelita to prepare for flu season. I'm just looking up stuff about Cuban remedies. I don't know if this is going to be good.
I don't know if they're going to actually show the... I mean, I'm sure if you look deep enough online, you could find the Cuban abortion thing, but it's real.
Let's see here. What's a remedy for Vicks Vapor Rub? What do they use Vicks
Vapor
Rub for?
Oh, no, you get the Vicks Vapor Rub when you're sick, but you don't put it on your chest. You put it right underneath your nose.
Okay.
Every time you're sick, you just put the Vicks underneath your nose. Then there's other thing.
Okay, what is the anise tea
for?
That's
so harsh.
What do you,
I don't know that one.
It's tea that tastes like licorice.
There's Yodex. If you look up,
I know you had anise stuff in your kitchen. Your grandmother definitely used it.
It's something for upset stomach. I don't know exactly what's in it, but yeah, that's absolutely.
Oh, to soothe stomach ailments such as cramps, stomach flu, and nausea.
And then there's this thing called Yodex, which I'm telling you, as a kid, it just seemed common. But it's like this iodine thing. It looks like. Have you ever seen like a bottle of iodine? Have you ever had to use it? Like, you know.
So yeah.
It's kind of like that, but it's a particular brand. And every time you would get a cut, you would just have this black or reddish, dark red paste of Yodex on you.
Nonsense,
Iodex.
Yeah.
And it was ridiculous. It's like, can't I just get Neosporin? Like, what's happening?
Have you ever seen this? Agua Florida, commonly known as Florida water. This is actually a cologne.
Yes. But no, Violeta. Violet, the violet cologne. The baby cologne that they have. That's
Violeta.
Violeta.
Baby cologne?
Yes. Oh, my God. It's real, and I'm not lying to you.
Is this a medical thing, or they just... want their babies to smell good?
No, they use it on everything.
It's called Violeta, and it's Spanish for violet, and they put it on everything, dude. Like everything on my dog smelled like it, baby smelled like it, everything smells like it. Fucking is Miami Mills still on there? She knows. She's fucking she knows from Miami. She should know. Yeah, like it's ridiculous. Everything smells like it. And by the way, something else, make it clear. I don't know if I said it before, but Cubans, when they get money, they fucking put mirrors everywhere, bro. Everywhere. Mirrors everywhere. Look, I said bro. I'm talking like a Cuban now. They put mirrors everywhere. We didn't get a second floor. We just got mirrors to pretend we had one. Right. I don't know why that signifies having money, but there were mirrors everywhere.
So apparently, like, you, with Cubans anyways, as far as, like, healing ailments, it was all, like, snake oil kind of shit.
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, iodine is really for cuts, but, you know, they didn't move forward from it is what, you know.
Hold on. I was just going to tell you the complete opposite was growing up in a Dutch family.
You see, like, Miami Mill says, I have two vats of Violeta thanks to the old Cuban grandma. Look, Marie posted a perfume for Cuban kids for over 70 years. Yes! That's exactly what it is.
I don't know what this is.
It's perfume for Cuban. Dude, oh my God.
Perfume for, that's so weird. Why? Why though? Why?
I don't know. I just,
and it's actually royal violet.
Much like the Nazi youth as a Cuban kid, I just went along with it. I didn't understand it.
Yeah, it's actually royal violets. You just translated it into Violeta. That's what everyone calls it. But yes, that's the actual perfume is royal violets.
I love the fact that Miamiville in the chat room says that she has two vats of it.
Yeah, man, it's common in every house.
Dude, it's a thing.
And the Goya pork cubes, existed. I could tell you everything in the house.
I love finding out new Cuban weirdness.
It's I'm telling you, it's ridiculous.
Well, I was going to tell you, like, the complete opposite with growing up in a Dutch family, like, if you got cut or got hurt, super glue. Or if you're feeling bad, drink water. Like, our whole thing was just drink water. You pee in the bed at night, drink more water. You're not cleared out. Everything in my dad's upbringing is that you don't have enough water running through your system. You have too many toxins, yada, yada. Drink more water. Fuck bandages or Band-Aids or, you know, Neosporin.
That's such a strong Northern Europe answer. Like, just tough it out.
Yeah.
Walk it off, pussy.
Walk it off, drink water, and get super
like
glue.
Remnants of Vikings telling you to snap out of it.
Yeah.
Like,
Perfuming Cuban kids for over 70 years. Every time I see it, it makes me laugh because we had a ridiculous amount and it was both of my grandparents too.
Can you explain this? I don't even know what this is though. Like, okay, so this is just a thing that Cuban families have in their house and they just dump it on things?
Well,
just to smell good.
It's a perfume and I guess they use it for children, but then they put it on everything else. Like, he literally, his parents would perfume the dogs with this. So even the dogs smelled like it.
So this is like an early version of, like, you know, like room spray.
Yes, it was just sprayed for everything. Like, everything smelled like it. Didn't matter. Right. It was just, that was the way that things should smell.
That is very odd.
Indeed, well, it was.
Why that, though?
That's just the agreed upon smell for children and freshness.
You're asking me like I even know. I don't know why.
You're the Cuban one in the room.
Okay, well, here's the thing about, you know, smells bring up memory and it makes you kind of reminiscent and everything. And I think that it was probably a perfume that you could probably cheaply get in Cuba, I'm guessing. And everyone just agreed that this is something from their childhood and they wanted to make everything smell like it to remind themselves of something from the past that was pleasant.
Interesting.
That's my theory on it. Because if you bring it up to any Cuban or even a lot of Hispanics, it doesn't even have to be Cuban in Miami. Like, they all know about it and it's all pleasant. Like, it's a pleasant feeling.
I had no idea this existed.
Oh yeah, I didn't know it existed.
You knew about this for a while, huh?
I didn't know it until I started dating him, and I'm like, why does the house always smell like this? And then even I got hooked on the smell. I'm like, it's a good smell.
Here's a question: is it a bad smell?
No, it's good. I enjoy it.
What is it comparable to? Like, what does it smell like? If you had to put your finger on it, like, something that, like, you know, a guy like me would compare it to.
I don't know. It's just
Is it like a floral smell, or is it a spicy smell?
It's floral. It definitely...
Like violets.
It smells like alcoholic violets.
Alcoholic violets. Good. Yeah. Perfect. 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 That's nailed it. Yep. I can't even think of a better
description. The thing is, I'm laughing because I can already imagine what that smells like.
Yep. Exactly what it smells like.
I mean, you know, the violet's supposed to be a very gentle smell for the babies. but it's still a perfume and has that alcohol smell to it. I don't know. And so it's just like, I don't know. There's something very satisfying about it, though. It's just kind of like, it's the cheap go-to good smell that you can just throw on anything and you don't give a fuck.
Well, how about like, you know, like fresh Miami linen Mouse Febreze.
Says, Miami
is
Mouse
that
says,
wrong?
This is the vat I have and I'm not Cuban. Well, but you live in South Florida, so you have to undertake everything in that area, which is Cuban.
I wish you would call in. Since we're talking about this, 954-573-2780 if you want to call in. Please, call in. Since we're talking about this, you have a first. I want to talk about your vats. Like, why do you have vats of them?
Because they're given as gifts.
And you feel bad if you throw them out?
If his grandparents didn't think that I was okay in the perfume department, I wouldn't have got the rice cooker that I got as a housewarming gift. Like, it's just like, do you have rice? Do you have food? Do you have something that smells nice? Like, are you good? You good? You're not losing weight, right? Okay. You need some
pretty
perfume?
Much, yep.
Do you need a Cuban mop? Like,
I'm going to send you some of that so you can wear it one day.
Oh, my God. We should just give it to all of our friends.
Just so we know this. Because I'm actually curious as to what this is. And the fact that, like, every Cuban household has
it. Well, Miami Mills knows because her husband also is Cuban, so obviously. But, yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm telling you, man. And also the ridiculousness, like, they always did this little cowlick on the kids. Like, I don't know, man. Like, as a Cuban, I dressed up when I was a child, and they even dressed them up like little Scarfaces. I don't know how else to explain it. But did you know they make guayaberas in baby sizes? Because they do.
I don't know what that word means.
Remember the shirt you had to wear for my wedding? That we were wearing for the wedding, the white guayabera shirts? Those?
I wasn't in your wedding.
You were my DJ. You saw the shirts we were wearing.
Yeah, but I didn't wear it.
Fuck! Okay.
I have one. They're very nice. I like them.
I like being...
You're being difficult.
Being difficult, Joel.
I'm just going to look at perfuming Cuban because for 7 years to make me happy again.
Don't worry. I'll pull up a photo of the Cuban guayaberas from our wedding.
Now, Maul wants to know, does it mask the smell of little dead babies?
No.
I don't know.
I'm sure it would.
I don't know.
It probably would. They would probably use that to mask the smell of little dead babies.
Every time I see like that Cuban type outfit, I just remember Brett walking down the hallway on his phone going, "Fuck you, bro. Don't talk to me like that." I don't remember who he was talking to, but him just being pit. Yeah, there's Brett. Brett looks mad like he just got the phone with a guy.
Sure did. That? We took a lot of photos and we weren't serious in 99% of them.
No,
it was a good time. It was a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Of course it was. I DJed it.
Yeah, well.
So.
Nothing's perfect.
Well, let's get out of here.
You really
should send me some of that perfume shit. I don't even know what that is, but. I'm just curious.
I'll send it to you. I want, like. But do you have to wear it every day and see if people comment on it? Yeah. I'm just curious if people will comment on it.
Here's my fear, though, is that Kelsey's going to fall in love with it, and then my entire house will turn into some kind of, like, Cuban warehouse.
Kelsey starts putting it on the new baby she delivers. Just every fresh baby gets a little bit on them.
I guarantee. No, this is what we do in this hospital. It's normal.
Yeah, why does my baby smell like a fucking bodega?
All right, let's get out of here. Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because I saved Sherry's life from having a UTI last night.
Sherry?
She went to bed.
Wait, can she at least warn me so I don't have to do this awkward
thing? Or she passed out.
She might be passed out. I don't know. I'll find out.
Or dead with UTI infection because you're a terrible boyfriend.
I don't know. Maybe she is, but I won't know for another couple minutes because of radio.
Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because I'm going to make money off little dead babies.
Royce?
I'm better than you because... I don't like to toot my own horn.
No, you do.
But
you love it more than anything.
I change a life, you know? That's why I'm better.
Right. And I am better because you stupid piece of shit. All right, you guys. We will talk to you guys next week. Don't forget to listen to... Dutch and Royce tomorrow, or
Sorry, I'm flustered. Hippo Juice, like a fag, 7,
and your shit's all retarded.
More Like Radio. Tomorrow night, listen to that, and then tune in for the, you know, all the shows that are More Like Radio. Just go to morelikeradio.com, click the show
tab.
See all that you need to be hearing, or what you haven't been hearing, what you should be hearing. Tune into that. So, anything else? Did I miss anything?
I think that's it.
All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. We will see you guys next week here on morelikeradio.com.